Hi, it's January 7, the anniversary of the day when music legend Rod Stewart was discovered. The story goes that Long John Baldry heard the 19-year-old playing harmonica in Twickenham train station in 1964 and got him to join his band. Rod went on to join the Jeff Beck group and Faces before going solo and becoming one of the biggest selling artists of all time, starting with this number one in 1971. Oh, Maggie, birthdays, it's Kenny Loggins' 72nd birthday today. As a member of Loggins Messina, he had a hit with Your Mama Don't Dance. He then went on to have the soundtrack hits Danger Zone and Footloose. Actress Linda Kozlowski is 62. The former wife of Paul Hogan starred with him in the Crocodile Dundee movies.
Why do you always make me feel like Jane in a Tarzan comic?
Nicolas Cage turns 56 today, a Hollywood great with movies like Raising Arizona, Peggy Sue Got Married, Face Off, Con Air, National Treasure, an actor who never fails to surprise. And a couple of footy greats from two codes celebrate birthdays today. Former Canberra Raiders half turned coach Ricky Stewart is 53.
I'll have all my critics all saying I'm a whinger. I've been involved in some refereeing clangers. That takes the cake today.
And Collingwood captain Scott Pendlebury is 32 today.
Pendlebury, bang, go. He's kicked two.
Finally, remembering a couple of Australian legends. First, famous aviator Bert Hinkler. The first man to fly solo from the UK to Australia died aged 41 on this day in 1933 when his plane crashed into the Italian Alps.
Flying, that is, heavier than air flying, may never have come about but for an Australian. I refer to Lawrence Hargreaves.
And Rod Taylor, one of our first greats of Hollywood, died aged 84 in 2015. Best remembered for his role in the 1960 classic The Time Machine.
Disconcerting to see the sun arc in less than a minute.
A few things to remember on January 7.